Stephen, 10 in the morning here, and Elon Musk's Neuralink is getting an FDA breakthrough on a device, blindsight implant. This is pretty interesting stuff. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Brown, sir. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, there you go. So how does this make this Neuralink? And tell us about this. This is interesting.
Well, Neuralink is another one of Elon Musk's companies, and earlier this year, they got a lot of notoriety for what is known as a brain-computer interface, and it's a chip that is implanted into the brain and that wirelessly communicates with a computer. And so the test patients who have been paraplegics have been able to manipulate a computer to certain extents by thinking. They can move the cursor. They've been able to play some rudimentary video games like chess and things like that. So it's pretty exciting stuff. But they've announced earlier this week a new device, which they call BlindSight, which does exactly what it sounds like. It restores sight to someone who is blind, or provides sight to someone who is born blind, provided the visual cortex is still present. But even if someone is missing eyes or optic nerves, this might work for them. And so this has been assigned what's known as a breakthrough device listing by the FDA, which means that Neuralink gets to have sort of special access and front of the line access, if you will, through the regulatory process to try to really bring this thing to fruition. And so they begin to find and recruit test patients for this.
Yeah, this is exciting. I mean, to me, a real breakthrough, I would think. Can any idea what the vision looks like? I mean, is it, did they get 2020, or do they have?
Well, the first vision, we're told, the first attempts here are probably going to be nothing more than low-res video game-looking stuff like Atari. But as the technology progresses, Musk says that this will very likely be able to provide a person with better than natural human vision. In fact, it may even allow a person to see in other spectrum, like infrared or something. So it's pretty amazing technology, the concept, and now they have to try to work to actually bring it to real life by testing it and moving ahead with this. But if it should work and work reliably, and it could truly be a game changer for a lot of people, especially when it becomes more cost effective, which would be in the future. But it's on the way.
It's amazing. My wife and I just last week went to see our optometrist for our annual checkup, and I had to get new glasses, and she's got contacts. Don't know that I can see pretty well, but I'm just thinking of those folks who I know at least one gentleman who's never been sighted, and if he could get it, he would be, that would be something else. It's amazing. Amazing, Evan.
It truly is. I mean, if you even said maybe 20 years ago that this would be possible, I think people would look at you funny. Yeah, they would think of the character from Star Trek, Geordi LaForge, as played by LeVar Burton. In fact, the image of the character was used by Musk to announce this. But that was a character who was blind. The actor himself, LeVar Burton, is not blind, but the character is blind. Yeah. And he wore a device that looked like these futuristic goggles over his eyes, and that gave him sight, through technological means. This seems like that could be, something along those lines. And it's pretty fantastic.
All right. It really is. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the breakthrough device, the BlindSight. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I've said amazing about 15 times this morning, but I am impressed. Have you ever heard of the baobab tree?
Yes.
Known as the tree of life, its fruit is feeding a growing global market for natural food and beauty products. Well, there it is. Jad, you've probably got some baobab tree beauty cream, right?
No.
People picking the fruit in rural Africa say they are barely making enough money to survive.
No, it's just like being here.
Yeah. Climate change-induced drought has killed their usual crops, and the pickers accused middlemen of paying them little for the baobab fruit they spend hours collecting each day. Meanwhile, companies in Europe, the United States, and China are selling baobab products for prices that pickers, including children, say they can only dream of. So somebody's making some money. Just not the people who have to pay. Now, am I saying it right, Baobab?
Yeah,
what do you know about this, Jad?
There are trees in Africa. There's not very many of them left on the planet. And all these things that you're talking about over here,
yeah,
most of them are fake. Most of them are scams. Most of them contain zero baobab fruit at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baobab.
Yeah, just like when you go to the store and buy syrup, and it's just a bunch of high fructose corn syrup. It's not really maple syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Just fake stuff.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrived in Ukraine today, focused on helping the country repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid and boost its heating capacity as winter approaches. Around half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed during its war with Russia. And rolling electricity blackouts leave parts of the east in darkness for 4 hours at a time. And more on this story at our webpage, knssradio.com. Says Ukraine has pretty well been devastated by this. That was the idea when Mr. Putin started this all. All right, we're coming up on 7:41, Stephen 10 in the morning. And on the way, the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Negotiating committee recommends that the union take Textron's offer. That's coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.